I'm Aaron Schachter with The World. Newfoundland on Canada's east coast is something of a geological wonderland, kind of appropriate for an island locals call the Rock. But the discovery of a major new fossil there has made for a dilemma. How do you balance tourist opportunities with protecting the rocks and the fossils in them? Luke Quinton reports from Newfoundland's Bonavista Peninsula.
It's 2008, and two scientists, Jack Matthews and Alex Liu, are on the Bonavista Peninsula. They're giving the supervisor from Oxford a tour of their fossil finds. Here's Jack.
As we took him to the site, the place that he stepped down onto the surface and sat down, he turned to his side and said, "Well, what's this?" We had completely missed it. So it was lucky that we took him to that site and he picked up what has now turned out to be a very important fossil.
To call it an important fossil doesn't quite cut it.
We believe, if our interpretation is correct, that it is the oldest evidence of muscular tissue in the geological record.
They named the fossil Hautia, which means demon. Think of a jellyfish the size and shape of a small wine glass.
It has a stem, which is similar to the stem of the glass, and then a bowl at the top. And that bowl is a sheet of muscle.
This is a big deal because Hautia was flexing its muscle in the Ediacaran period. We're talking 560 million years ago. Before this find, scientists couldn't prove any animal was moving back then.
This age has been referred to as the Ediacaran Garden of Eden, because there was no predation going on yet there.
Don Johnson lives here on the Bonavista Peninsula.
The Aspidella is lying down with the Chinyodiscus, and everything is in peace. But now you've got the devil there in the garden, and he's going to move around, he's going to start eating things, and nothing is going to be the same.
Don used to be a park ranger. He takes me on a fossil walk onto grey rock beds, jutting into the water.
Thousands of fossils in dozens of beds.
Newfoundlanders knew there were these ancient fossils about 100 miles away at a famous ecological reserve called Mistaken Point. But until these new discoveries, Don and others here had no idea that Bonavista's rocks were just as important.
Since I was a kid climbing around the rocks there, never knew they were there, even though we walked over thousands.
Actually, geologists here work hard to keep their most precious finds secret. Hautia was discovered in 2008, but it wasn't announced until last fall. In part because big fossil finds attract thieves who use geology papers like treasure maps.
The lighting is very important.
The lighting, yeah.
The seal.
Yeah. Oh, jeez.
Yeah, you can see one right there, eh?
Wow.
This is a nice one. This is a Chinyodiscus.
Don hopes that these discoveries will attract a different group of people, tourists. And that seems likely if the area is designated a UNESCO geopark, as many here hope. But geoparks aren't national parks. The designation doesn't include any funding. So the question for people here is, how do you balance the arrival of tourists with protecting what's etched in the rocks? Newfoundlanders have dealt with this before. The most notorious event happened at Mistaken Point in 1998.
People at Mistaken Point saw smoke and dust going up in the air. So they went out and barred off the road with their cars. And
they blocked the road out with their cars.
There was this guy, I think he was from the States, and he was just chopping away. You go out there now, you can see big chunks.
Actually, it was a trio of fossil thieves chipping away with rock saws. Everyone I spoke with said that getting locals involved is the key to protection, but it's no substitute for dedicated wardens like they now have at Mistaken Point. The fossils at Bonavista are protected by a law and hefty fines, but enforcement is left to local police.
I think there might be need for some sort of professional oversight, like they have at Mistaken Point, just to keep an eye out.
For Hautia, the now famous fossil, the Newfoundland government decided there was only one way to protect it. This past fall, they cut it out of the rock.
That's the mat just to cover the core.
This is the sound of staff at the Provincial Museum of Newfoundland carefully rolling Hautia in its new display case.
You can lock the wheels in.
Meanwhile, unless authorities decide the fossils need professional protection, the mantra on the Bonavista Peninsula is, might as well invite the tourists, because the fossil thieves already know what's here. For The World, I'm Luke Quinton on the Bonavista Peninsula.